It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the Marin Communities Coalition for Local Control, otherwise known as MCC. This organization has brought together the heads of activist groups across Marin County, primarily in response to the regional One Bay Area campaign. It has been challenging to date for a community-based organization, such as Friends of Mill Valley, to confront a state, regional, or even county authority. The Marin Communities Coalition is an effort to level the playing field with respect to these larger government groups. The recent Sausalito housing element confrontation is a good example of state and regional authorities attempting to impose their will on a community. We were told how we dare not defy the State Housing and Community Development, known as HCD Authority, or the Regional Association of Bay Area Governments, commonly called ABAG. Fortunately, in true Sausalito style, we ignored the warnings and achieved the housing element much more to our liking. It was interesting to watch how a perceived enemy, like the housing element as initially proposed, can galvanize a resistance, bringing together parties with diverse interests but one common opponent. The galvanizing force for the Marin Communities Coalition was the plan commonly called One Bay Area. In 2008, the California State Senate passed Senate Bill 375, which required counties throughout the state, including the nine Bay Area ones, to develop integrated regional land use and transportation plans to meet state targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions from cars and light trucks by 15% by the year 2035. ABAG, the Metro Transportation Commission, MTC, and Bay Area Air Quality Management District are all involved in One Bay Area. Somewhat akin to the housing element, the agencies appeared to ask for resident input, but in the end, did what they wanted to do. Last week, I covered what I called poweritis, a disease that afflicts the vast majority of politicians and bureaucrats shortly after they assume office, and allows them to rationalize making decisions in their best interest versus those of their constituents. The three agencies involved in One Bay Area appear to have been stricken with poweritis. The antidote for poweritis is a force able to remind politicians and bureaucrats of their moral obligations. The Marin Communities Coalition has formed with the purpose of becoming such a force. One Bay Area is under attack on a number of fronts. Corte Madera's City Council has opted to withdraw from ABAG. Palo Alto is challenging ABAG's housing allocation numbers as unrealistic based on a consultant's analysis. A member of the Marin Communities Coalition has caused a firestorm of his own by authoring a series of articles pointing out, among other things, that the One Bay Area program will generate more greenhouse gases if the ABAG projections prove to be as wildly overstated as alleged by Palo Alto. The response to the article series has been very strong and has caught the attention of several county politicians. The author of the articles recounted the other night that when one particular county politician learned of the existence of the Marin Communities Coalition, she was rendered speechless. I wish I could say she became speechless out of joy, but I believe it was out of fear. Another notable comment made by the author of the articles is that One Bay Area is doomed to fail simply because the attraction of the Bay Area is the diversity, not the sameness. This comment is truly insightful into the culture of the region and most particularly to us here in Southern Marin. The Marin Communities Coalition is contemplating holding its first event, a congress of all the community groups, sometime later this year. I am delighted to see this group flourish because it serves a critical role in controlling poweritis. With all the state and regional forces coming to bear on our county, it is comforting to have a group of locals banding together to provide a means of pushing back. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.